an unusual patient. The telephone rang and Dr. Jones took up the receiver. His patient's servant asked him to come to their place. "I can do nothing with the old man," he said, and the doctor agreed to come at once. He had thought much about his patient since his last visit and knew what the matter was. His patient, a rich old man, liked to buy things at high prices. In a short period of time, he had spent very much money. His friends were afraid that he would soon be penniless. That's why they wanted the doctor to do something to stop him. The doctor was thinking about it when he entered his patient's house that day. "Good morning," he greeted the old man. "How are you today? I want to tell you something." The old man, who was sitting in an armchair, turned to him. "What is it? More medicine or some other idea?" he asked. "Would you like to study art?" asked the doctor. "It will do your health much good." "Why should I? I don't understand it," the old man answered. "It doesn't matter. You must study it. I can get a student from an art school who will come here once a week and give you lessons," the doctor said. His patient, who wanted to be healthy, agreed. A few days later, the doctor found an art student who was glad to accept his offer. $5 a lesson was not bad at all. The next morning, the lessons began. The old man studied hard and often visited art exhibitions. He even stopped buying things at high prices. He decided to exhibit one of his own pictures. It was a very bad picture, and the doctor could not understand why the exhibition accepted it. Some days passed. One morning, the old man received a letter. "Read it to me," he asked the doctor. "I am tired." "Your picture has received the first prize," the doctor said. "Now I believe you like art more than anything else." "Oh no, art is nothing," said the old man. "I have bought the exhibition."